Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I have the privilege of serving as the lead pastor here at Sugar Hill Church in Northeast Atlanta, Georgia. I trust that you will join us sometime either live or even on our live stream at sugarhillchurch.com. It's really a great place, and I hope that you'll come out and hang out with us some. Today, I want to talk about routines. If you've been around Sugar Hill Church much this year, you'll know that I'm a big believer in routines. I really believe when we create extraordinary habits and they become part of our routine, they have huge power in our life. I truly believe that routines are hard to break when you prove how good they are. Habits, routines, can be really hard to break, especially if you've been doing them for a long time. Maybe you've had a habit of cracking your knuckles, or maybe you've got a habit of picking your teeth, or maybe you've got a habit of that weird kind of throat clearing thing you got going on, or maybe you've got this funky habit of always keeping your hands on your face. But we all have these weird habits. Habits are tough to break, but over time, they can become a part of who you are, and it makes it much harder to break them when you find bad ones. A bad habit never disappears miraculously. It's an undo-it-yourself project. You know, to have great routines, we have to lose some bad habits. Often our habits aren't just things that we do. We can have habits being things that we don't do. Many of us have a habit of not giving God the first part of our morning. Many of us have the habit of not putting the Word of God into our life daily. Many of us have the habit of not stopping to pray. Well, these have become habit away from the power and the goodness and the presence of God. So we need to have a habit that's really hard to break that becomes a routine in our life, a power habit, if you will, a power routine that puts us in the Word of God. And so let me give you this thought that have you ever had a habit that was really hard to break? I mean, I have several of those. I really have to work on them. Like, I can become addicted to Diet Coke in a heartbeat, and I really have to carefully look at what that is like in my life. To break a habit, it takes work. But if you decide to do it and you're determined, you can break any habit. But also, don't discount God's help in breaking a bad habit. Ask God for wisdom, and He'll give you a creative way to create a better habit, thus becoming a power routine. The more bad habits we kick, especially when we're younger, the more free we are to have the most amount of fun as we grow older, not just physically, but in our walk with Christ. Don't waste time starting to work on those bad habits later. Start now. You know, the old saying is true. A year from now, you'll be so glad you gave up that habit. And a year from now, you'll be so grateful that you took on a new power routine, including getting the Word of God into your life. You see, I believe that we have all kinds of things we have to learn about habits and routines, but this one thing I want you to make sure you grasp and hang on to. When we have the right power routine, it will determine our destination. Just because you want to get a certain kind of level of success in your life doesn't mean it's going to happen. Dreaming it doesn't make it happen. Just desiring something will never get you where you want to go. Your destination in life is determined each day by the routines that you keep. It's been said that a habit is a cable, that we weave a thread each day, and at last we cannot break it because it is a routine that has brought power into our life. Routines help us reach our dreams. In Proverbs chapter 19, the scripture says, people ruin their lives with the foolish things they do, and then they blame the Lord for it. Listen to me, my friend. When we put a power routine in place, it is quite simple. Routines are really critical in our life. So choose today to make great routines become habitual in your life. Now, if that's not a double saying, I don't know what is. Choose to not let life just pass you by, but rather put in the effort to develop godly routines today. Choose to put the effort in. It's not hard, but it does sound like this. And this is how I look at my time of meditation, and it is my power routine. I invite you to join me because you can find power routines on the Sugar Hill Church app. And when you do that, it will right out of the gate say, tell us two things that you are grateful for right now. And it's, you're not telling them to anybody but God, but you can plug them in on your phone and say, I'm grateful for this and I'm grateful for this. Right after that, you can read a short piece of scripture and then a commentary that helps you understand the scripture, and then a list of things, say, I'm praying today for. I do that every morning. And you know, some mornings it's 15 minutes, sometimes it's 30 minutes, and sometimes it's 4 minutes. But what I have learned is the power routine of taking and getting rid of bad habits and replacing them with God habits, we have the opportunity to set the direction of our life. And our dreams then become goals, and our goals become accomplishments only because we have placed the priority of our life and our day in the hands of the Creator, the divine God, the Father. Today, my friend, don't fall short. Be sure that you are able to grab hold of power routines. I look forward to seeing you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We'll have our live services at 9:30 or 11. And of course, we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. See you then. Bye.